Robert F. Kennedy Jr. appeared on the Jimmy Dore show this week and dropped a series of truth bombs that left jaws on the floor as he revealed exactly why Dr. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates must be charged with treason and crimes against humanity as a matter of urgency. RFK Jr. presented Dore with evidence that Dr. Anthony Fauci has been in charge of US bioweapons development under the Pentagon for over 20 years. And he also sold out US secrets to China, going as far as teaching the communists how to build devastating weapons of mass destruction. Before we begin, make sure to subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive uncensored content. The link is in the description box below this video. Kennedy said that the Pentagon took $2.2 billion in funding from the Patriot Act in 2002 and gave it to Fauci's National Institutes of Health, which equated to a 60% raise for his agency to engage in bioweapons development on behalf of the DOD. This is the point at which Fauci started doing all of this gain of function, according to Kennedy. Then RFK Jr. told Dore's audience how then President Barack Obama had gain of function research banned in the US before allowing the deep state to move its biowarfare operations abroad, including to Wuhan, China.
The Pentagon was very worried about actually launching a full-blown bioweapons arms race because they said nobody, you know, this is very sketchy. The Patriot Act, you know, exemptions are very sketchy and people don't even know about it. And so they didn't want to do it. So they took the money that Cheney gave them, $2.2 billion, and they funneled it through NIH. And it all went through Anthony Fauci. So beginning in 2002, Anthony Fauci got a 68% raise from the Pentagon for doing bioweapons development. Wow. And he got a raise of billions of dollars a year to do it. And then he started that's when they started doing all this gain of function. And then in 2014, three of those bugs escaped in high profile escapes from different labs in the United States. Fauci had built all these new labs at BU, at Galveston, to do his shenanigans. And so three of the bugs escaped, and they received publicity. They had smallpox and a lot of really bad things. And then Congress held hearings on it. Everybody was angry these bugs escaped, and 300 scientists, top scientists, sent letters to Obama saying you got to shut down Anthony Fauci because he's going to create a pandemic. And so Obama ordered a moratorium. And at that time, Fauci had 18 different gain-of-function experiments he was doing around the United States. But Obama ordered him to shut them all down, but he didn't. He instead moved his stuff offshore to Wuhan, where he could do it out of sight of these 300 scientists and nosy White House officials who were trying to shut him down. And they continued to do it with Ralph Baric, the same people he was funding here, Ralph Baric,
wow,
and Peter Daszak, and they moved their operations to the Wuhan lab.
War, inflation, and over $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Millions of Americans watched their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in silver and gold were protected. Now the drama in the banking sector and the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank has a lot of people concerned about how to protect their money. The People's Voice has partnered with our friends at GoldCo to help you use an IRS loophole to add gold and silver to your retirement savings. Visit tpvlikesgold.com now to get a free 2023 gold IRA kit to learn how thousands are protecting their savings with gold and silver. Protect your savings, and if you're quick, you can get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it. Visit tpvlikesgold.com now. RFK's groundbreaking revelations about Fauci's secret bioweapons history is so damning, Twitter CEO Elon Musk actually asked for the platform's community notes to verify the statement. There has yet to be an update from Twitter community notes as of recording this video. By the way, Elon, if you haven't worked out by now that RFK is on the money, then you haven't been paying attention to these last few years. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was warning the world about globalist villains, including Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, long before the world woke up to the fact that they don't have our best interests at heart. RFK has had Bill Gates' number for years. From calling out Gates for experimenting on victims in Africa and India, to slamming Gates for considering himself a god with the right to experiment on the lives of people he considers lesser humans. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has done more than anybody else to educate the masses about Bill Gates' evil agenda and his outsized role in the COVID pandemic. And RFK hasn't finished yet. He also highlighted the treasonous decision by the US DOD and CIA to teach Chinese military scientists how to weaponize viruses like the coronavirus. Getting to the bottom of the issue, Kennedy asked why the CIA is using front groups to fund a project teaching communist Chinese military scientists how to clandestinely create weapons of mass destruction. Could it have anything to do with the globalist elite and World Economic Forum's stated goal of having China lead the New World Order? RFK also noted back in October 2019 that former CIA director and current director of the National Intelligence, Avril Haines, met with Chinese CDC head George Gao to battle plan how they'd use social media to censor citizens if a hypothetical outbreak were to occur. Of course, COVID-19 hit just months later. This is truly damning stuff.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain of function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DOD.
I'm out of time. Thank you.
Okay, so there's two things I want to ask. First of all, if that's true, then didn't the United States government, under the tutelage of Fauci, under his direction, didn't they've created this pandemic then that killed millions of people? Aren't they now mass murderers? Am I wrong about this? What am I missing?
Yeah, and what he said, I like what Redfield said, because he's right on that. It was, you know, Fauci funded the study that taught the Chinese, or military scientists, everything in China is dual use, and that lab is a military lab, and he taught them cutting edge technology for building weapons of mass destruction. Not only did he teach them that, but in other words, the study for how to create the clones, and then how to create a spike protein that could attach to the human lung and transplant it onto a coronavirus. He also funded, through Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, a technique called the seamless ligation technique, which is a technique for hiding human tampering on that virus after you've done it. Because normally, that virus, anybody can look at that virus and say, that was made in a lab. Fauci funded Barrick. He gave him $212 million. And Barrick developed a technique for hiding the human tampering. He calls it the no-see-em technique, also known as seamless ligation. He taught that to Xi Zhengli, the Chinese bat lady. So, and there's, you know, Fauci said, well, we were doing this for vaccine development and countermeasures. There is no justification in the world for funding somebody to create seamless ligation, a no-see-em, hide it, you know, that has any medical benefit whatsoever. In fact, it's the opposite. It's the inverse of what you would do if your interest was public health. If your interest was bioweapons creation, and he was the czar of bioweapons since 2002, that's what you would do. But why did he teach it to the Chinese? And more importantly, why was he, as Redfield just pointed out, why was USAID? USAID gave 10 times what Fauci gave. The Department of Defense was there. Why were they in that Wuhan lab teaching those Chinese scientists how to build weapons of mass destruction? And then the CIA, which, you know, the USAID is a CIA front group. EcoHealth Alliance is a CIA front group. Why was the CIA modeled this outbreak in 2019 two times? The second time at Event 201, and who was at Event 201? Avril Haines co-hosted it with Bill Gates. And the head of this Chinese CDC, George Gao, was there. The virus was already circulating in Wuhan at that time. Nobody knew it, but George Gao had to know it. He's the head of the Chinese CDC and the Chinese number one expert on coronavirus. He comes to New York in October of 2019, and sits down with April Haynes, the former deputy director of the CIA, today the director of national intelligence, the top spy in our country, and says, and they do a four-part simulation. And the fourth part is, how do we hide it? And anybody can go on YouTube right now. And I can't believe they left it up there. You can go on there, look at Event 201 and look at simulation number four. And they're talking about George Gale and Avril Haines are talking about how do we get people to censor the social media if they start saying this is from a lab leak. This is before anybody ever heard of coronavirus.
Wow.
That's October 2019. Now, when we know from the Vanity Fair article that the intelligence aide, when Mike Pompeo, who is the Secretary of State, tells the state, like five State Department branches, find out where this came from. Did it come from the Wuhan lab? Those guys go over and they say, holy cow, they had all this technology that we were teaching them, and they were using humanized mice to see if they could create a pandemic with coronavirus. And we gave them, Ralph Barrick gave them the humanized mice. And they were saying, you know, they had a meeting to figure out how to deal with this. The intelligence agencies came to that meeting and told them, shut it down. This investigation is over. So the State Department investigation, they shut down in March of 2020. And then that gets out and Congress puts pressure on Biden. And Biden says, okay, I'm going to order the intelligence agencies to do an investigation to find out if it came from the Wuhan lab. Who does he put in charge of that? Avril Haines. The woman who in October of 2019 was modeling, how do we hide it if it came from the, you know, if we came from, if it's a lab leak. Meanwhile, we now know from the Twitter papers that the CIA was working with Twitter, that had a portal through the FBI portal on Twitter where they were censoring information, that kind of information. So the CIA's, you know, was not only funding that technology and was probably responsible for it, the infection, the contagion, but they also have been surreptitiously running the cover up from day one. It's not just Fauci.
Anthony Fauci was the highest paid US government official of all time. US taxpayer dollars paid for his psychopathic shenanigans, which amount to criminal activity. At a minimum, he should lose his pension and patents and be put on trial for crimes against humanity. Kennedy also touched upon a topic we reported on last week here at the People's Voice, when he broke down how the Biden administration is set to hand over America's sovereignty to the WHO by signing a pandemic treaty, giving the unelected globalist body control over the US if a pandemic is declared. This comes as Bill Gates and the WHO research every virus possible, with the potential to then release one, declare an emergency, and override the laws of the nations of the world.
People don't know that Bill Gates is the number two funder of the WHO. After China goes China, Bill Gates, then like Germany, then the like countries fund the WHO.
Bill Gates gives more than China.
Okay.
But the US was the biggest funder, and they may now be the biggest funder from a single tranche, but Gates is giving not only from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but he gives through Gavi and I think CEPI and UNICEF and Rotary. And if you add all those up, he's by far the biggest. He's $1 billion a year.
And so now this is his new idea going forward. After this big experiment failed and he admits those vaccines, he says those vaccines need to be fixed. Here's what he's saying now.
Make it, instead of 2 years, we should make it more like 6 months, which certainly, you know, some of the standardized platform approaches, including mRNA, would allow us to do that. So, you know, it took us a lot longer this time than it should have.
So now he wants to get a new vaccine the next time something like this happens. He wants to get it out even faster. Would you have a response to that?
Well, here's the big, the very scary thing, Jimmy, is that, you know, they've got all of these biolabs now, and they're you know, Gates and others are involved with this project called the Global Virome Project. where they're trying to collect samples of every virus in the world that can be weaponized. And Peter Daszak was part of it, USAID, and to create an archive and an inventory. And then they're all working on, you know, in 150 biolabs in the around the world, 40 of them in the Ukraine and in China and all over Africa. They're working on Marburg virus, Ebola, Zika, monkeypox, polio, you know, all of these different viruses that they're trying to weaponize. So, you know, and now they're giving the World Health Organization, this is what Biden is doing, power to declare a pandemic emergency with no criteria anytime they want.
Yeah.
And so they can constantly, you know, they could, if they wanted to, they can release these viruses. They don't even need to release them. They just declare emergencies. And once they declare the emergency, then they can force everybody to get these new vaccines that he's talking about.
The information dam has broken, and the sleeping masses are ready to be shown the truth as the globalist elites lurch forward to the next deadly phase of the Great Reset program of creation and destruction. Never forget that the vast majority of humans are good. Also, never forget that the bad ones also disguise themselves as compassionate saviors. They often launder their crimes behind the veil of benevolently branded charities and organizations. Bill Gates, whose own wife left him after learning of the dark secrets of his relationship with pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, is one of the chief architects of the globalist plot. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite. If the mainstream media won't do their job, somebody has to fill the void. But we can't do it without you. Subscribe to the channel and share this video with anybody you think could benefit from the information. And feel free to join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. The link is in the description box below this video. I hope to see you there. Regular viewers of this channel will know that we are interested in building the body as well as the mind. And that's where today's sponsor comes in. I was actually using C60 long before they sponsored our program. I was tired of feeling sluggish and drained and was looking for a natural way to take back control of my health and give myself the vitality I need to face my daily challenges. Vitamin C60 is an all-natural supplement made with pure organic carbon-60 that has been shown to reduce oxidative stress, improve energy levels, and most importantly, support the immune system. It's plant-based, gluten-free, and strictly non-GMO, so you can trust you're getting the best for your body and mind. Don't let Big Pharma hold you back any longer. We are so excited to share C60 with you that we're giving 20% off the regular price to viewers of this video who place an order using the coupon code NEWSPUNCH. Please visit vitaminc60.com or click the link in the description box below this video.